is the place where you belong. Right here in my arms, without you, something is wrong.
Misery, such a fool to let you walk away from me. Now it seems there's just nobody there for me. Girl, I'm in agony for you.
From 720 Broadway in the heart of downtown Mississippi.
720, is that you guys? 720?
420, I don't know. Hey, I don't know what the fuck we're doing here.
Are you awake?
Now I really want to know what 720 Broadway is, or if there is a 7, because this is 324 Broadway.
I'm pretty sure there's
a 709.
I'm 709.
709. Yeah. So what is it?
Down further past
the Vape Boys? Oh, no, it'd be farther.
Yeah. It may be that smoke shop, which, okay.
The other one?
Off on a tangent here. Have you guys...
Off on a tangent? We haven't even gotten a topic yet.
Have you been to that smoke shop in Cape Girardeau? Well, okay, no one here has been to the smoke shop in Cape Girardeau.
Be more specific.
But there's a smoke shop on the corner that I have never seen open. But it's always open. And there's always an old man sitting in there watching TV in the lobby. I've never seen a single customer in there, but it is a shop where he watches television all day.
Well, what if he's the customer? What if you just haven't seen the guy who works there?
Well, I'm pretty sure he lives there. He just put a smoke shop in his house, which was once a building.
We get it, bro. You vape.
We do have some vape right next to us.
That's true.
And people park in front of our goddamn store to go over there.
That's what I thought you were talking about at first, was so vape.
No,
that's a popular game. So vape, video games.
Tanner.
What?
Hi, Tanner's here.
All right, so let's give the audience a little backstory here.
That's because we're a minute and a half in and nobody knows what the hell is going on.
That's normal.
Well, hey, also.
Your signature line's coming soon, I feel it.
It's Shannon and Lindsay and Tanner and Hunter.
Yay!
Hunter.
New Mix.
Who has never appeared on anything other than wrestling except for 2 times.
Yeah.
Maybe 3.
Fallout, Ghostbusters,
and Nerd Up.
That's true.
One of those things was so traumatic to you that you refused to do it again.
I have not refused to do it. I've not been asked to do it again. That's what's interesting. I've not been asked to do that again. Although it was funny, at the end of that show, Jesse's like, you're never going to invite us back. And I was like, technically, I didn't really invite you in the first place. You just wanted me to be on the show. And I said, well, let's do it here.
Yeah.
So there's that. And by here, I mean, we're in the cool studio today.
We are. And it was good timing because it was the first episode of Nerd Up.
Yeah.
The brand new show from the same people talking about the same things.
Don't make me spit my drink, man. Make me spit my drink. See, we don't can't do that. I work here.
We don't really have a topic, so now I've gone into a comedian mode where I'm just going to be awkward.
It's the blazer. That's what it is. Yeah. It's the sport coat.
They got us not blue. Last night, and I just started playing Viva Pinata and forgot to bug you about it.
I don't even know what she's saying.
Viva Pinata, I'm going to guess Rare Replay.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. I still haven't even installed mine. Bought it day one. Haven't even messed with it.
Yeah, you need to because I don't play Perfect Dark.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Perfect Dark with. Yeah. So this show, well, let me backstory. So Tanner, hey Tanner.
Hi.
Okay. So Tanner works.
Scares me where he's going with this.
He works early in the morning.
He does.
He works at like 5
a.m. Like me.
Yeah. So we normally record Tanner Thursdays.
Long distance high five.
Thursday.
No, we just say high five on the show.
High five.
Yeah. We
like hot tub time machine.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So Tanner works early. He wants to start recording the show a week in advance.
Yes.
Hunter, you and I both know from experience people on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
People will die. It's true.
If you put time in between that. And he says, well, it's
like a curse.
It doesn't really matter because we're not doing a, newsworthy
topical
show, topical type thing.
Yeah.
But one of us will die.
I don't want to die.
You know,
I don't want to die.
I sometimes want to die. It just depends on the day. So we had the idea, okay, well, let's do it for the first time. Let's record Tanner Thursday on Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll hold on to it till Thursday, and then we'll post it. And we can have the first Tanner Thursday with Hunter Hendricks on it.
Yeah.
Well, the
that's
problem,
cool.
I can't wait that long.
He's
I'm like
very
a kid
impatient.
At Christmas. Yeah. I want to open this gift.
I understand
Tanner.
That. We went 2 days, or no, what, 1 day in between posting Pro Wrestling Unscripted this week, and I was itching. I was ready for it to go, man.
You know what was happening.
Yeah.
You want to see what happened to Mickey James.
Well, and to be fair, I don't know if I ever told you. I go back because it uploads to my SoundCloud, and then I send it to you. I go back and listen to it on SoundCloud, usually the next morning. But you had a Thursday show.
Yes.
So I listened to that on Thursday morning. So I still have not listened to the rest of the show yet this week. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I thought it went well. Yeah. We've hit a stride. Kind of a groove.
Yeah, most of the shows. Way. Almost all of the Podzilla network has really found its groove. I mean, we're doing good.
Except those shows that...
That don't involve me?
Well, no, except those shows that record on time, but don't get posted until like 2 days after they're supposed to.
Does Jesse listen to this? Because I'm worried about what's going to happen. So the point of this story is that I have no goddamn clue when this show is going to be posted. If it's going to be Thursday, if it's going to be Tuesday, maybe it'll be tonight.
We should do it in installments. I'll send it to you in pieces. And at the end of each one, turn over to side two.
You should randomize it and say, you got to put this puzzle back together.
You figure out how this conversation went.
Box. Yeah.
The fucking box. So, Tanner's here.
Yep.
Tanner. This may not be for Tanner Thursday, but we always celebrate Hunter Hendrix because he's...
Oh, no.
He's the lord of Podzilla 1985.
No.
You're the son of man. You're the man himself. Wait, no. He'd be the son of man.
Yeah.
He's Jesus.
You can feel, whoa.
I'm just the man himself.
Can I not be? I don't want to be Jesus,
man. You don't want
to
put that evil on you?
I don't know. You put that evil on me. I don't want that.
Confirmed, Hunter Hendrix. Hunter Hendrix is Hinters. A Satanist.
He said, what is it with you and nicknames for everybody? Toady Sandducky?
I don't know where the toady part came from.
Yeah, the toady thing.
I think Cody just came up with that on his own.
I think I tried to say Cody and it came out toady by accident.
Yeah, you said it on the Thursday show or on the Sunday.
He's the one that's got a Tanner. I'm pointing at Tanner here. I've got my finger right in his face. He's the one with the goddamn list.
The farther you went, the closer it looked like you were going to pet his nose. I thought you were waiting on it.
I tried.
Well, because
he's got a list of nicknames.
Most everybody's got a nickname now. We got Cody, of course. Cody, he's Sandducky.
Sandducky.
Tanner's the man himself.
Who Shannon coined that phrase.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's stuck for
some
reason.
The first one, and I guess technically the only one to have a named show on the network.
That's true. And let's give a little backstory on that. Why does Tanner have a named show on the network?
Yeah, I want to know this myself.
Really?
That's a good question.
It's because he used to come over every Thursday and we'd watch movies together at work. That's it.
Fair enough.
And we were like,
one
day we said, it's Tanner Thursdays. And we started calling it Tanner Thursdays. And then when we started the network thing, I thought, I like that name.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he has a show is because the name is
you know, he's right there, right?
I keep looking into the mic. I can't see him.
I know.
He's not in my peripheral. And then Lindsay's here.
Yeah. I'm decoration.
And also Lindsay.
While we're waiting to figure out what the topic is for the show. as we do on every Tanner show, we have fan questions.
Damn it.
Did you actually ask questions?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I did look up a list of questions online to ask someone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good. I can live with this.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea, because I really thought, I was like, how did you ask him, and I didn't know. You always tag whoever you ask.
Well,
The randomness of the other people's questions, though.
I don't.
They don't make any sense.
I do, too. That's true. I don't want to do it 2 days in a row.
Oh, I understand.
You know? And then, plus, Jesse's got those questions for the Marvelous Jesse and Chris show. And I don't want to step on too many toes.
Oh, people like being included.
Everyone likes to be able to be part of the group.
I don't think Jesse's going to like being included on this show so much.
I love you, Jesse. Don't be mad at me.
All right. So here's a couple of questions. But Tanner.
He's laughing now. I'm not comfortable anymore.
No, you said you wanted to do it. So.
Here's the other thing. You say they're for Tanner, but you know they're going to be for all of us.
Yeah.
It always happens. We all end up having to answer these
questions. I think you guys are going to want to answer some of these.
Oh, well, I'm good then.
Oh, God.
All right, Tanner, number one.
Don't want to.
Who is your least favorite friend?
What the hell?
I think we discussed this before the show, but I'm not going to put it on here.
Please don't spit your Surge out on the equipment.
Oh, man.
By the way, Tanner and I are drinking Surge.
Surge!
Y'all jelly?
I'm super jelly. This Full Throttle was good, but it ain't no Surge, man.
Well, next time, we'll be sure to bring you one.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to ask you 10 questions.
Oh, God.
You have 3 passes.
Okay.
You can pass on the question.
Oh, so you have to answer 7.
So you have to answer 7.
I'm going to pass on careful. 1.
You're
I'm going to pass
on
3, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had saved that.
All right, so who's your least favorite friend? You passing or you answering?
That's kind of a vague, favorite in what way?
That's a mean question.
Yeah, that is a mean question.
It's not that I hate the person. He's a friend, but I don't want to answer that one. I don't want to answer any of these.
You got a 50-50 shot now, listeners.
You can answer this one because he doesn't listen to the show.
Ever. Oh,
well, I think that just answered
true.
The question.
But yeah. You have to say
you answered my question.
You have to say the name.
Damn it. Zach.
There it is. Doesn't matter. He won't listen to this. All right, question number two.
Unless you tag him in the intro.
Don't you do it, you dick.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you three you can skip and one you can pass off to a person of your
choice. Oh, I'm going like this.
That's brutal.
All right. Number two, what are your exes like?
Whores. I could answer that one with ease.
Oh, my God.
Me and my wife talk about that on a daily basis.
There was no thought process behind that. Just in.
No man left behind.
Literally.
All right.
And every woman left.
Which of my friends do you think is hot?
Uh-oh.
Which of your friends?
That's what it says on here.
Is he friends with your wife? Because then you're good to go.
Doesn't count. What? Your wife doesn't count.
I'm going to pass on that one.
You're going to pass that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That can make really awkward conversations in the future.
How much do you weigh?
I'm not a small guy.
He's giving me the hateful eyes right now.
I'm not a small guy, and I will answer it.
I don't think he believes that's a real question. I think you just threw it out there.
I'll answer it. I'm not a small guy. Anybody who knows me knows this.
Tanner, everyone knows that I'm giant. Like, if you ever see pictures of me next to Lindsay or with my hand on her head, I'm like Andre the Giant. I'm huge guy.
Like Hagrid hanging around all the time.
Yeah, I'm huge.
I'm pretty sure Tanner is bigger than me. Like he's like basically palming the top of my head.
Yes. Nice. And Tanner is taller than me and just built bigger than me.
Yeah. So, luckily, my height is my weight, but I am, as of last week, I was 377.
Damn. Yeah. Muscle.
Yes.
All muscle.
All muscle. The guy is like Brock Lesnar on steroids.
Well, and Brock pizza.
Oh, okay. Here's a good one. Tanner, what one thing do you wish you could change about me?
About you?
About me. Shannon Young, host of Podzilla 1985. Creator.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can answer.
Answer. I want you to answer it, buddy.
Your depressive state every once in a while. You get in this state, and it's just kind of sad.
That's a caring answer.
It is. Really
that's the only thing I want to change.
You want me to be happier?
Yeah.
I said, I'm like the David Letterman of this. Because you know how much he struggled
yeah,
with
it? Yeah.
No matter how good it was, he still thought it was bad. Okay, well, that's a safe
answer. Folks, we got a show for you tonight, and gosh, I wish it were better.
That's a good one for this one.
That's the motto.
All right, when did you last wet the bed?
I don't think I ever did.
Your pants never sweat?
No.
It's just real hot in there, Mom. I swear.
Well, I don't have any proof otherwise, so we're going to have to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you work out?
I will. Yeah, I work all the time. That's it. Yeah. I don't work out at all. I'm not even going to lie.
I think you've got enough skips to get through the end of this thing at this point. How many are we down?
I want to go through them. I want to hear what he's got.
At this point, we're going for the full 20.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Here goes that three.
No extra skips.
All right, Lindsay, you're going to have to ask this question because it doesn't make sense if I ask this. Number 8 at the top.
Number 8? Yeah. What? Now that makes me feel even...
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, this just makes me sound narcissistic, though.
That's fine.
Which girls do you know that are prettier than me?
Pass. There's one.
That's a good move.
Why?
Well, it's on the list, man.
It's on the list. Where is this list? Like, where did it originate?
I think it's actually on, like, Redbook or something. Redbook. It's herinterest.com. I should have listened to that before I asked the questions.
Your browser history is going to be fucked after this, man.
Oh, no.
I've heard some of his Google searches.
Oh,
don't go there.
Yesterday, me and Michael Branham looked up dragon dildos.
Oh, no.
What?
That's three times in 2 days store? I've heard that phrase.
Dragon dildo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't even start. Here's an easy one for you. Have you ever regretted a relationship?
I think I answered that one earlier.
It goes back to the whores.
The whores. Yeah.
Have you ever cheated on someone?
No. I have not.
Tanner. I haven't. Alright. If any of our fans out there have cheated with Tanner, please email us at
Podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
It's a good thing I'm the one that checks those emails.
And spam. And spam and spam and spam and spam.
A lot of junk mail lately. What do I do that annoys you? That's another
ask
good one.
These questions.
Ask these questions. Yeah, there you go. That's the perfect answer.
It's not fair. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Family, maybe a bigger house.
Rich because of the Podzilla Network?
Sure. we'll go with that answer.
Can I meet your parents?
You've met them?
I think I've met your parents. I know I've
several
met your
times.
Parents. Yeah. My mom was an indentured servant.
Oh, come on.
What the fuck? All right, so a little backstory on that.
This is how we know each other.
This is how we know each other. There was a restaurant in Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
Linda or Sneed's Cafe,
Chris's Cafe,
Cafe,
yeah.
And your parents owned it, right?
Well, my grandparents, but yeah.
Yeah. And my mom worked there. So that's how I met Tanner. And let me just state that when I met Tanner, I was like 14, 13. I was young. You were younger.
I was still lad.
He was still 6'4". I remember seeing him. They're like, he's like 8. I'm like, that's the biggest goddamn 8-year-old I've ever seen.
Nice.
Yeah. What were your exact thoughts the moment you met me? I want everyone to answer this one.
You brought video games, so I was pretty happy.
Yeah, whatever.
the connection goes deep.
It is deep. Go. Now, Hunter, you and I met through GameStop.
Yes.
Yes.
And, poor souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as I got there, you got shipped off to Sykeston.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember which time it was, because the first time that I was in Sykeston, I kind of did get shipped off, but it was also CMO was on a break.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't have a car. So getting to and from Cape from New Madrid was a tremendous pain in the ass. But Shonda went down to be the manager at the Sykeston store temporarily. And so she got me transferred down there so that I could get to and from. Because Sykeston and New Madrid is nothing. Right. You know, I could get a ride to and from there, no big deal. Yeah. And so I was down there for a couple of months. And then I came back to Cape for a while before I went to Cape for the second time. So I'm trying to remember, do you remember when that... The last time I went to Sykeston was the last time.
I don't even remember the first time I met
you. That's
what
I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, I know it was through GameStop, but like the day, I couldn't tell you.
I can't either. I have no... I don't.
What GameStop does to you, man.
I don't remember adding you on Facebook. Happens.
No.
I don't remember any of happened. This. It just happened. It's just all of a sudden one day we were in a studio together.
I literally remember like 2 weeks before we did the first show, which was in this particular studio, this exact one.
Yes, this one right here.
You had said something about we should do a podcast, and I didn't know it had come from Zach was the idea. And I was like,
on a drunken night, here's $2.
We should do a podcast. Yeah. And so the night before WrestleMania,
we were here. Me, you, Louie, and
And it just
it's
it
like
just
we had known each other before that.
Oh, yeah.
And we had talked. You know, we showed each other messages.
I bet you'd been in the store several times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I just don't remember anything past that.
Yeah, because I knew nothing about Gaming Grounds until you said something about it on Facebook.
Right.
And then I was like, I can go somewhere other than Best Buy, because Lord knows I'm not going to GameStop anymore. I'm going to do it.
Because you and I are in that exclusive club
so
at GameStop.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Gaming Grounds, the Cape store is closed. It's now Dr. Norman's office. I don't know if you had heard.
Dr. Norman there. True story related to that. When I used to work in the newsroom here, we would constantly get, our number was similar to other spaces, I guess, on Broadway. I don't know why. So we would get calls for other offices on Broadway all the time. And my favorite one was this lady who called every day for like a month, literally. Hi, KZIM, can I help you? Is this Unkins? Unkins. Not Unkins. Is this Unkins? No, ma'am. No, it is not. Alright, click. I mean, every damn day. It was like clockwork. But it was at a different time every day. I was like, okay, eventually this has to become a joke, right? This is
someone's pranking you.
Yeah. But, I mean, she did it with a straight voice, I guess, rather than a straight face, every damn time.
That kind of sounds like the woman from the pool party last night talking about the polices.
Oh, my God.
Oh, was that when I was over in line attempting to get a burger?
No, that was me and Tanner.
Right before I left. Yeah.
So, we had a pool party at our apartment complex.
I know.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I heard.
Which, by the way, I had given them your card.
Yeah.
And I told them that they need to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
So when they announced the new pool party, I said, did you get Hunter?
Yeah.
And they said, no, we went with Diamond Dave again. Diamond Dave.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
But it wasn't even Diamond Dave.
It was some other guy. He was better.
It was some other guy that I had met years ago at Shoe Carnival working there.
Yeah.
Who is apparently a writer, and he said he was a DJ, but I didn't believe him. People tell me shit all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Well, then last night, you know, I'm talking to him, and then as I'm leaving, he's like, hey, man, it was good seeing you again. you're still at Gaming Grounds, right? And I was like, well, clearly I am.
Right.
Because I'm here.
Yeah.
I'll stop by sometime. I got a couple of ideas I want to throw you for a script. And I was like, oh, now I remember you.
Ah, oh, there you go.
You're no Hunter Hendricks.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Like I said, I am pricey, so it probably...
Well, they pay for quality.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
This dude never got out of his chair.
Are you serious?
He literally sat in his chair all day with a earphone in one ear and a microphone and just, like, read.
How old did he have headphones on? What was
the... Maybe he was listening to something better
than
what he was saying.
That's great.
Lindsay, what was your exact thought the moment you met me?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Do you know how many years ago that was?
Yeah. That's my fiance, folks.
This is the awkward pause
moment
of the podcast.
Okay, well, which version of met you? Do you go with the...
Physically. The first time you saw me.
When I was biblically crazy and flew out here.
Yeah. It was probably...
We had that awkward car ride to Cape, and then after we ate, everything was fine.
Please don't rape me.
That's not what I was thinking.
By the way, I don't think I've laughed at anything harder on this show ever than, not even one that we've been on, than when I was listening to, I think it was Thursday's show, and Pokemon got brought up, and I heard you just as seriously as you could go, Ditto, the rape Pokemon. It's the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life. And then, apparently, I guess, from the context that I got, Asa was doing his Ditto face.
Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's terrifying.
It's the freakiest thing you'll ever see.
Don't look at me with those black eyes.
I saw a stamp online that your wife needs to get for her teaching.
Yeah.
It's the old school Pokemon bar text, and it's like, student, you study. It's super effective.
Nice.
It was awesome.
That's awesome. I need to look into that.
Great Pokemon. Wouldn't you just want an army of dildos? God damn it! You're doing that! Ditto!
I swear he's doing it on purpose. I swear.
You're seeing him in your dreams now, man.
The dildos look, or the dildos?
Dildos.
I meant dittos, but okay.
All right, I'm going to skip this one because it's stupid. Have you ever tried peeing while sitting down? Who cares? What? Is this what women think of? You guys have little brains.
Thanks.
Whoa. Easy, Ron Burgundy.
I'm sorry. I still don't think I think like a regular female anymore. I hang out with far too many guys. And that's your fault.
No, I'm not going to make any jokes.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to talk about how girly she is and how pretty she is and lovely woman.
That's a good call.
Are you a virgin? Skip that. Because you've sent me enough of that goddamn Akon song.
That's the thing.
That's
not
a
even
story
gonna lie.
For another time.
How much money do you make? God damn, you girls are shallow too.
Not gonna deny it.
Skipping that one. Would you marry me someday? I don't think it's legal now.
Yeah, I agree.
Randy might not like it.
Well, if me and her ever fall through, huh?
Oh, here we go. Do you like our current president?
Uh oh.
I'm setting the tablet down on this one. Tanner?
Damn, I think you set me up here, I think.
See, Tanner is a Republican.
Yes.
I am a moderate Republican.
Moderate.
But he's still a good guy.
I am a Republican with liberal views. I feel like I'm not a good guy?
No, you're a good guy. It's just Republicans generally aren't.
Got a question for you, Shannon.
I think there's been things he's done that I've liked. There's been things he's done that I haven't liked.
What's the thing you don't like the most? Because you know what mine is.
I know what yours is.
The NSA, the spying.
Oh, yeah. That's
you
big,
and I were conspiracy.
That's, one,
that's
yeah.
what we based Tanner Thursday on originally.
I should have thought of that. I thought you were going to go with the healthcare issue. But.
Now, that's my big thing. Look, I come from a restaurant family. We own it's a small mom-and-pop place.
Independent.
We can't afford to buy insurance for employees.
Sure.
Okay. It made it mandatory that all businesses had to buy insurance for their employees. So we literally had to just break it down to where it was nobody but us.
Clearly, yeah. I was like, clearly they didn't because Lonnie's still open.
aren't there loopholes that if you only have so many employees?
I don't know.
That's how Buck Strickland got rid of that dope head.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
So you don't like healthcare?
Not affordable healthcare.
Yeah.
Not mandatory.
Affordable.
I love how I can't afford affordable healthcare.
Yeah, so that's what gets me about affordable healthcare. That means that you can afford it, but you'll be broke as shit the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a great idea. Yes. It, just in execution, it didn't play out so well. Yeah.
What's your question to me, sir?
No, I didn't.
I thought he was talking about me.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Whether or not you think he's a good person. That's what he asked.
No, I think...
he's a good person.
I am. I feel like I am.
You are.
I do write by people.
Aww.
You what?
I do write by people.
Oh, I thought you said I do ride black people. And I didn't even know what that could possibly mean.
Well, He does it all the time.
How about you finish that search?
Last question. Last question. Why do you do that?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Why do I answer questions?
Every Thursday we do.
Because Shannon forces them down my throat.
As it turned out, you didn't need anywhere near the amount of chips that you had.
I was
there.
Scared to death.
Yeah, but legally, like I said, legally.
I think I probably should have used more.
Yeah. Using to your full advantage.
Oh, I forgot to say, a good thing I like about the president?
Yeah.
He honored Mel Brooks. That was awesome.
That's true.
He is the first, I don't know, I feel like he's the first hip president we've had.
Well, for relations worldwide, I mean, obviously you're on a good standpoint there, but how much of that has to do with coming off of the previous guy? I mean...
Oh, white bread? George White Bread Bush?
He was beat at gold, though.
No,
he was, man.
Yeah. I honestly think that led to some of the reason that guys like Jon Stewart and David Letterman are pretty much done. I mean, the material's out of there. There's nothing left to work with.
That was the rumor that I heard, is that... they were quitting because of that. God damn it. Let me find this.
I'm really excited to see.
What, you got another list?
No. The thing that we originally were going to talk about that I was trying to work into a show somehow.
Oh, don't you change the topic.
Yeah, really.
Mid-show.
Well, this is a...
It took us an hour to try to figure it out last night.
This is a living, breathing thing, Tanner. Godzilla is it's got its own life. No, so...
Yeah.
This is what she does. She makes little quips as she sits there and plays a game that where it looks like she's tracing colors.
Uh-huh.
90% of the show is just me
you
laughing.
Have to connect the dots and fill in all the blocks.
Which means either that I'm really funny or that you do a really good Ed McMahon.
Yes.
You have to
We need a laugh track.
You have to mix something in with that full throttle.
Add something to it, yeah.
So Bob sent me a list yesterday when we were trying to figure out what to talk about today, because this is a very unexpected show. We don't usually record on Saturday.
True.
We don't record with Tanner in the studio on Saturday. This
not
is
this
the first
early.
Time being in the studio.
Yeah.
And Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous coming in this morning. I feel like this is going to be my first show all
that's
over again.
When we did that, well, it's how it is for Shannon every week. But
yes, it really is.
He's afraid somebody's going to come to arrest him.
He's still convinced that security's going to kick him out, and I cannot convince him enough that security does not exist. We don't have, there's not even like
what
a Barney Fife. Yeah, there's no, I mean, there's a password on the door. That's pretty much it.
But you won't give it to me.
No, I can't.
What if Curb comes in?
What if he comes in? What do you mean?
He'll ask me if I'm rocking, and I don't know what to say.
That happens regularly. Mike Rennie came into the studio one time, and I thought you were going to shit yourself.
I didn't know who it was at first. If I had known who it was before he came in the studio,
yeah.
I would have probably hid behind the desk.
Well, I think I forgot to. I usually put a sign on the door that says we're recording, and I think I forgot to that day, so he just kind of ducked in and terrified you right out of yourself.
We should just put him on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you like
he
wrestling?
He would have been fine.
Do you like wrestling? No.
Nope.
He would not have been fine.
He likes his band, and he likes running, and that's those are his hobbies, I think.
Does everyone here have a band but you?
Not really. I mean, it's Mike and it's Kirby. No, I own a guitar.
You and I
are in the exact same
guitar,
club, buddy,
man.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's Mike and Kirby have bands, and then Nicole as part of the... You ever been to, like, Spaghetti Day or Pancake Day or any of that stuff over at the Arena building?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know what this is, but I want
it. I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
You've got my attention.
Spaghetti Day is, I think, in the spring, and then Chili Day will be coming up around November or so, I think. Different groups do them, the Lions, the Boosters, or whatever, but they do them at the Arena building, and it's like you buy a ticket, you get your dinner, whatever. Well, there's a group that performs there, like a singing group, and one of our salespeople is a part of that, but those are the only bands that I know of, really. I was never even a band in high school, as musical as I was. Were you really?
I really was.
Nice.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I was like the only white guy.
Do you know where he went to school at?
Yeah.
I was starting to say.
I was the only white guy in the school, I'm pretty sure, that could say the N-word and not get in trouble. Which is why...
Still can.
Yeah, it blows my mind when I say the N-word and everybody around me goes, yeah. I'm like, what? It's second nature to me.
Yeah.
You know? Not Tanner. You heard his voice? When he said the N-word, it was for different reasons.
Oh, no. But you're still a good person.
Thank you. I'd like to add, I went to Caro, so
my
situation is worse than his.
Right.
I couldn't say it. I was on a basketball team. If you look at the picture, me being 6'5", you look at the team picture, they put the tallest guy in the back, in the very middle. So it's just, all people of color, and then
all people
white.
It looks like you're on like the wrong side of honestly, like I want to see the after picture, right? Right? Like what happened next?
They, one point in time, we had to go to a game where we had three different ball teams on the bus,
yeah,
and the cheerleaders, and so we had to sit three people to a seat, and mm-hmm. somehow I got stuck in the middle, and just to be a total ass, I started singing "Squeezed in the Middle," the old Oreo song.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, that's great.
Oh, I had everybody in the bus cracking up. The geez. Coaches.
That's awesome.
He's a bigger racist than me.
I am not.
Squeezed in the middle, the Oreo song.
The Oreo song. In parentheses, the Oreo song.
You don't remember that?
No.
No, I'm just taking your word for it, man.
I'm pretty sure he made it up.
I did not. That was a commercial.
We'll YouTube it later. No, so Bob sent me a list. Because Bob and I, all right, goddamn. This show was, nope.
Nope.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
You do a really good.
Not gonna do it.
Dana Carvey. So Tanner and I are big horror fans.
Yes.
It's my favorite. Horror.
We horror. Already talked about horrors. Let's, that's already been covered. That topic is out there.
Who butchered horror so bad that we made fun of him?
Jesse.
Jesse. God
he did damn. It. He did it last night. Me and him were talking to. A gentleman in the store, and he goes, yeah, we're going to watch some horror movies.
Horror.
H-A-R-R-O-R.
Hardy har.
I don't know if we can butcher or we can blast Jesse anymore today.
I still love you, Jesse. Last night, every time that we've said horror, you guys watched 30 Rock, right, when it was around?
Watched?
Yeah. I hope so. The Rural Juror. The freaking movie that...
damn it, Bob would get that better than me, too, because he watched way more 30 Rock.
Well, hopefully Bob was. I mean, I've seen the whole thing. It's my probably favorite comedy ever.
To it when you have it playing.
There was a poster in the background on that show for Tracy Morgan. He did a movie called...
Ninja? Yeah, something like that. And there's one where he was a cop, and I forget what that one was. It's been a while since I've watched it.
My favorite part of the show was all the posters in the background. Oh, yeah. But Bob, speaking of Bob, he sent me a list of the 10 most profitable movies from the last 5 years. The reason I mention this is because we are big horror fans.
Yes.
Horror.
Horror.
And you say you are a horror fan.
Yes.
And Lindsay will watch whatever I force her to.
Pretty much.
Which is unless usually
it's,
horror.
Unless it's flat out slasher torture she stuff, doesn't like then slasher I'll stuff. Walk away.
Yeah, Hostel and that kind of shit.
I don't do torture well. Yeah. I'm far too an active imagination.
We saw the first Hostel movie in theaters, and it just, like, it didn't do anything for me.
I'm the exact opposite. Give me slasher, everything.
Yeah. Well, let me preface this by saying that I do like, or let me go back and say, I like... Like the 80s, the classic, like,
yeah, 80s oh, schlock, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, campy. Friday the 13th, Sleepaway Camp, that kind of shit. Yeah.
Why haven't we done a show
on Sleepaway Camp?
Well, I why haven't I?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's a girl. Well,
but it's not.
That's because now Terrifying Tanner.
Terrifying Tanner Thursdays.
Tuesdays.
No, we don't know yet.
Happens. No, we've dropped that angle already.
Okay.
That's why this show makes no goddamn sense.
Gotcha.
Horror movies today are pretty bad. That's why you don't really watch them now.
That's true.
There's an occasional gem.
I like Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods was great. And that was a mainstream horror film, too. That wasn't like a low-budget indie thing.
You could almost call it as much of a comedy as you could a horror movie.
Yeah, it's kind of a parody in a way.
Yeah, right.
It's Joss Whedon,
yeah.
So, of course, Joss Whedon's going to do something
It Follows, on the other hand, though.
Have you seen it yet?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, It Follows was great. If you guys watched The Babadook?
Yes.
That was good.
Except,
I want a copy of that book.
You can buy it. It's
can
like
really?
80-something bucks, but yeah, you can buy one.
No.
Yeah, you can. I'll find
you really can.
I'm not paying $80 for books. Sorry.
Bad thing about the Babadook is that goddamn noise it made.
No, that...
Did we figure out what that was?
Jesse tracked that down to Warcraft 2.
Really?
It's the sound of one of the dragons in the game.
Wow.
It's the exact noise.
He spent the whole show trying to research
really
this.
Because at first, oh, God. And this pissed me off. At first, it was him and somebody else. It may have been Tanner. Who was on that? Were you on that show?
Yeah.
I think they said it was Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, I said it was the...
Jesse said it was Godzilla, I think.
I said it was the T-Rex from Power Rangers.
I got so mad when Jesse said Godzilla. Or maybe it was Ethan. Somebody said Godzilla. And I got pissed off. I'm like, are you goddamn shitting me? You think that's Godzilla?
You would know
fuck
better.
With Godzilla.
You would know better instantly.
Yeah. But the Babadook was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked I Am a Ghost.
I Am a Ghost is really good. You guys,
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one.
Another indie one.
Yeah,
it's so slow at first. It's basically about a girl who just does the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 30-40 minutes, it's nothing.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm gonna turn this goddamn thing off.
Oh, you mean like digging up the marrow?
No, I like that from the beginning to end.
Really?
Yeah, because it was meta. Mm-hmm. I like meta stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's about a director who's a real director of horror stuff.
Yeah.
Who gets involved with this. So, yeah, have you ever seen Digging Up the Marrow?
Mm-mm.
I did. It's not a bad movie. It's really slow. For me, it was good just because of some people that were in there.
Yeah.
When Kane Hodder walked in, I was all into it.
Yeah. Ray Wise was in it. I'm a big Ray Wise fan. So, those are the good movies.
Yeah.
And they cost around $70 to make.
Yeah. $80,
you know?
Most people don't even know they're in them. They don't have to pay the actors. Just...
Yeah, I told Ray, I messaged Ray Wise because we're friends.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I liked you in, we're not friends, by the way, that's a joke. And he did not remember doing it. But that could also be because he's like 78.
That's true.
But yeah, those movies, they're not really huge hits because they're never released theatrically.
Right.
But the 10 most profitable movies, profitable movies from the last 5 years are all horror films.
Yep.
And they're low-budget horror films that got released theatrically. And no matter how terrible they were, they still made, in the case of number one, 100 times its budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let's go over this top 10 list real quick. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about movies as well because that's kind of the theme for the show.
Sure.
That's as close as we're going to get to a fucking topic.
35 minutes in, we're on a theme.
Well, as long as it's entertaining. That's the important thing.
That's the key.
I feel like there's been some laughs.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
There are other shows on the network that are just as awkward without laughs.
Not saying any names.
Number 10.
I'll be down here.
I'm going to get in trouble eventually. Someone's going to listen to the show and tip off someone else. Yeah. Number 10, the last exorcism. Almost
the last exercise?
I don't like exercises.
Yeah, me either. I did that a while. That would be terrifying. But not the last one.
The last one would be great. Yeah.
I'd be more motivated then than any time.
But Last Exorcism, all right, it was $70 million gross, $1.8 million budget.
As I recall, that one was pretty good, though.
That one was pretty good.
I liked that one.
I enjoyed
that one.
That one I fell asleep during.
I don't know if you watched that one or not. But it was,
I really don't remember.
But then didn't they do a sequel, and it was real bad?
Yeah, we haven't watched it yet, but I've heard
it was horrible.
Okay. Yeah. Number 9, Annabelle.
I've not seen that one.
Yeah.
No,
you're not missing anything.
It's awful.
Yeah, no, it's bad. Awful.
$6.5 million budget, $250 million gross. Now, this was a sequel to The Conjuring.
Well, it was like a spinoff.
Now, the interesting about Annabelle and The Conjuring is they're based on real stories from the Warrens.
Mm-hmm.
Ed and Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've read about them for years. Before these movies came out, I knew who they were.
Right.
They were there for the Amityville case. They did the...
Any big type of event that's happened like that.
Yeah. They probably have a tie to somewhere.
I mean, they have a museum that you can actually go to and see all of these things.
With Annabelle.
The doll, yeah, Annabelle. But the movie was, oh my God, terrible.
Yeah, it was real
boring
bad.
Boring and bullshit fucking movie.
And I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't like marionettes and dolls and stuff. That shit does not fly with me. I don't dig it at all. So I thought it was going to be real bad because as a kid, man, Chucky fucked me up. I'm not going to lie to you.
A lot of people that Chucky.
Well, Child's Play was no good news.
It was not
for
Child's Play.
But no.
Cousin has a My Buddy doll.
Oh,
real,
no.
Real similar.
Yeah, I was going to say Good Guys, but no, it is. My Buddy is a real life version. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, no thanks.
My friend, Jeff, who is now incarcerated.
Like saying that every time you mention him.
Well, okay.
Well, if you knew him.
You gotta have a descriptor for somebody.
Fair enough.
Tanner's the man himself. Jeff is in jail, apparently.
At one point, he told me to do something with my life when he was selling drugs. And I
was it drugs? Did he tell you to do drugs?
Well, I was in college.
Oh, okay.
And he was selling drugs. And he comes out flashing money. He's like, you need to do something with your life. He's now incarcerated. Here I am, a free man.
Right.
And I love Jeff. He was one of my best friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, we haven't talked in years. Anyway. He is his first wife, and it's the reason probably it's his first wife. She was terrified of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrified. So he got a life-size Chucky doll.
Why?
And sat it in their room one night.
Why?
That she did not know. And sat it in the chair across from her bed. Man. And she woke up absolutely horrified because she looks over and there's Chucky staring at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I know why it's his
ex-wife.
I gotta
give props on that, though. That's pretty good. That's
my best thing. My sister-in-law is just as afraid of that movie as anybody else, and you can buy the life-size dolls at, I think, Hot Topic now.
Spencer's. Adam, yeah.
And I've heavily debated buying the Chucky doll and just leaving it in her room
just
one day.
With her. I say go for it.
Save it for when your wife is real mad at her, and then let her do it. Because it'll be okay.
That's a great idea.
That's the only way. Like, if I was going to mess with my sister-in-law, I would only do it if my wife was like, this is a good plan. Let's go with this.
If I was going to mess with my sister, I'd have to be in Kentucky.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have a sister.
I have a couple half sisters. We don't speak. Anyway, Chernobyl Diaries was number 8.
Oh, another one that was real bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah. No.
I just got bored. I just got real bored, man.
Well, you get that a lot with like a found footage style movie.
The atmosphere was good.
Yes, the first 30, 40 minutes of that movie I loved because there was Chernobyl. They were setting up the mutations. The bear coming through the... Because that's real shit. That's really over there.
Yeah.
But once they got into the mutant aspect of it, which could have been cool.
Yeah. It reminded me of, in a way anyway, of The Strangers. Because I know it's not on the list. I read the list. You guys remember The Strangers with the...
Liv Tyler, right?
The Liv Tyler. Yeah. The first, in fact, probably the scariest movie scene I think I've ever seen, or the most suspenseful, is right when they first introduce the people with the bags on their heads that are kind of stalking her and her boyfriend or whatever, or her fiance, whatever. And she's like in the foreground of the shot doing something with her back turned, and this guy just casually walks through the back.
See,
and just hangs out. That was fucking terrifying to me. I could not handle that.
Those scenes drive me crazy, especially when it deals with like mutants or ghosts.
Yeah.
That guy could see it because he was stalking them.
Right.
But I hate horror movies where there's a ghost and it'll just walk in the background like it knows it's fucking with them.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, the ghosts only exist to fuck with people.
It's different to me when it's a guy that clearly is stalking them. There's a reason for
it. He's messing with them.
But then from the point that she shoots her whatever boyfriend, that movie from there on just goes completely downhill.
Same
the first half was great. Yeah, exactly.
First half was great. There was a blonde girl in there with large breasts. I loved her.
Gee, I wonder why.
I've never actually seen him do this in front of you, by the way. This is
weekly.
Every time my wife listens to the show, when that happens, she just goes,
oh, hell. That's why she hung up on me.
I'm telling you, she maintains you hung up on her.
I don't want to start a fight with her. I really like your wife. She's so nice.
She laughed about it. It's okay.
Insidious 2 came in at number 7.
Yeah.
162 million versus 5 million. I barely liked the first one. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Part 2, I didn't really care.
Another one I don't remember.
See, I really liked the first one. The second one didn't do as much for me, but I really enjoyed the first one.
The first one was better.
Yeah. End of the day, I liked The Conjuring better, but...
I also liked The Conjuring. It was pretty good. The Purge was number 6.
I love those movies.
I thought that movie was...
It was just wasted potential, man.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Exactly.
Yeah,
jeez. And we don't have Cokes, but Surge is made by Coke, right? So, Full Throttle, who makes these guys?
Is this Coke product?
Who knows? Is it a Coke product?
I think so.
All right, we're good to go.
Coked up. Me and Hunter are coked out.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm wearing my 80s club suit, so.
But yeah, I mean, for both of the movies, in fact, the second one.
I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah, really?
No.
It's not bad, but it's a very, very different. It's not a scary movie at all. It's an action flick from beginning to end. Basically, it's what I always wanted from a Punisher movie. So if you like The Punisher, watch the second one and just imagine that the guy who tries to save all the people that are stuck out is the Punisher, and you're good to go.
If that's
Frank Castle, you got the best Punisher movie it's ever been
made
outside of Warzone.
The Purge 2, Anarchy, expecting The Purge.
Yeah,
it's not.
They don't want The Purge.
But I still
can't say that.
It was bad decisions made by stupid people.
Well, what kills me, too, is that, it's a great, great concept. The idea of this 24-hour lawlessness, do whatever you want. But both movies play it up as the only thing that anybody does is kill people.
Right.
There are so many other things. Why is nobody breaking into the zoo and killing animals? I don't want to see that. Whoa. Don't get me wrong. But seriously.
Whoa. I'm a hunter. He went to a really dark place there.
It's not fucking happening, man. Shit. Somebody's making panda steaks out there. You know what's happening in The Purge. It's going down. And nobody ever explores
I had a really racist joke about the Chinese I've avoided. Thank you.
Seriously. I don't want to see it, and I wouldn't watch the damn thing.
See, I hated the concept of The Purge.
Really?
Really?
It's the same reason that whenever I tried to watch like SpongeBob SquarePants when I was younger, I would go, you can't cook underwater. So my problem with The Purge is like, there is no way in any society where they would say, okay, go out and kill each other for the entire night.
Wait.
Time out. I have a problem with that.
Well, I'll be the first one to admit I'm a little hypocritical because I like the idea behind The Purge, but I can't stand the Hunger Games plan.
It's almost the exact same thing.
Well, don't worry. I don't like Hunger Games either.
Yeah, the first movie was kind of fun, but...
The movies are horrible compared to the books.
I like dystopian futures,
but
I refuse to believe that any society would go... Like, I don't care. Even Obama didn't do it. And Obama's the worst person since Hitler, according to some people we know.
Apparently.
And even he didn't know that. So, yeah, I just have a problem with that concept.
Yet.
Well, he's out. He's out soon.
He's still got another year to go.
Yeah, he's making plans.
And then we'll get Trump
making moves.
Oh, God.
Old Trump.
Bullfrog with a toupee. Love that fucking.
They're bringing guns into our country. They're rapists. I assume some of them are good people. I still wonder, by the way, if he was actually trying to say therapists and nobody took it. Therapists.
The therapists.
Yeah.
We told Megyn Kelly that the reason she was so mad is because she had her monthlies.
Yeah, that was no good.
Number 5, Paranormal Activity 3. $202 million gross versus a $5 million budget.
Remind me, 3 was the one that was the prequel, right?
Yeah.
In the 80s? The 80s. That's the only one I cared about. The
really?
Only one I liked.
So I like the first one, too.
I like the first and second
one.
Was okay, I didn't
but
care
I was
for.
I so pissed off that I went and saw it in the theater thinking I was going to get that crazy theater experience, and it just like it just kind of ended.
She fell asleep.
It was over. I'll tell you what I really liked.
She fell asleep in the theater.
Have you read the maybe it was on the DVD. They may have actually filmed it and showed it. The alternate ending
yes.
to the first one?
Yes.
Oh, Superior. I would have. It Superior. Would be like one of my favorite movies of all time if that's how it ended.
She basically, all right, it's pretty much the same for most part.
Right.
But at the end, instead of her going all demon in the camera,
yeah.
The cops come. You hear it out
oh,
there.
Oh, the shooting?
Oh, no, she slits her own throat, if yeah. I know correctly.
Yeah.
Like, she gets
slowly
right in front of the camera.
In front of the camera.
Throat.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere that if, I forget who it was, but they told them, no, you need to leave it open for
Steven
sequels.
Spielberg.
Yeah.
Like which, Spielberg, of all people.
Which, good idea, because, I mean, look at
true.
This. $202 million versus $5 million budget.
Yeah, and it makes, they paid for it by, like, having a garage sale. I mean, it was nothing.
It was like Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Shoestring budget, huge hit.
Yep.
Unfriended, $48 million versus $1
million. Which I still haven't seen. You guys
I
recommended
really
it like crazy.
It.
Is it on Netflix yet?
I haven't got to see it yet.
No, we watched
you guys
it legally.
You watched this the other night, didn't you?
We watched it legally. Is what I meant to say.
I didn't hear an ill. It was legal.
You got something in your
you
eye, Shannon?
You just threw out the L. It's okay.
I can't help but wink over and over again. It was filmed entirely on webcam over the course of an hour and 30 minutes in real time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Uh-oh.
It was filmed entirely on webcam. Why the fuck did it cost $1 million?
It's a good call.
Expensive camera?
Expensive actors.
No, I saw the
maybe.
Cameras they use. The only actor they had in there that I even recognized was Renee Olstead.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I recognized her is because she was on The Fappening, and she was naked a lot.
Before you even started that sentence, I knew where that was going.
My God.
To some degree, anyway.
How do you get $1 million off that movie? We could film that here in the studio with cell phones.
It's true.
There's why no special effects.
Why don't we do a movie? We need to do a Podzilla movie.
Podzilla the movie?
You know, I used to be a writer.
we need to do a horror film.
Paranormal Activity 2. Insidious and Devil, and the number one movie, $101 million at the box office, $1 million of created, The Devil Inside.
Which was awful.
Which was a god-awful sort of Exorcist type
yeah.
movie. So why? Why are these the top grossing films?
Well, I mean, from a logistics standpoint, this is what I said when we first got in here after I saw the list this morning that you sent last night. It doesn't really surprise me that much because at the end of the day, most horror movies outside of say, like, Alien or something that doesn't take place in modern day are not going to be expensive to make. It's not like you really have to go too crazy hiring, you know, expensive actors and actresses because it's scarier when you see these things happen to people who look more like you than, say, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it takes you out of it.
Right, exactly. The more realistic it is, the scarier it is.
Yeah, well, it also helps with the fact that most of these movies, you're not looking at any type of special effects that are going to be extremely outrageously expensive.
Yeah, most of these, the stuff that you see
done
in Paranormal Activity, you can see done by a street magician.
Yeah,
that's why I love found footage films. It's because even on a low budget, because you were seeing through the eyes of the camera,
right.
You feel like you're there. A lot of people hate found footage movies.
Right.
Oh, I love them.
I do too. I think
we spent all Halloween last year watching found footage.
I like them when they're done well. I mean, obviously, you know, nobody likes the shitty ones, don't get me wrong, there are some certainly who don't turn out as well as the others.
Have you seen VHS?
Yeah.
One and two?
Yeah.
Oh, those
I've
are
seen
great.
The. Maybe we watched the second one. We watched the first one and it was pretty
good.
Well,
see, what's on the second one? I think that was the one with
it. The second one was the one that bothered me because the whole cult thing.
Oh, yes, the one with the cult.
I don't know.
She had a problem with
I'm
that.
I'm trying to remember.
That was crazy.
Well, I know we didn't watch more than about 5 seconds of Paranormal Activity 4 because they started messing with that dog, and I can't deal with that, man.
Yeah.
Can't deal with them fucking with animals. I'm out. No
oh,
thanks.
Don't watch
VHS 2, then.
Yeah, don't.
Then, okay, we haven't watched VHS 2.
Well, like, you don't actually see anything happen to the dog. He just gets abducted.
I'm good.
No, I don't see what happens to him.
Oh, that's right,
I don't
even
like I Am Legend for that same reason. I can't.
I was sad.
Ugh, yeah.
I cried. Not going to lie.
Cannot. Will Smith.
Oh,
Will Smith,
yeah. You're
it was a much better book.
You're unzipping.
Yeah,
unzipping me.
Unzipping?
The unzipping.
The unzipping. There's your Podzilla movie.
No.
Starring Lindsay Wolf-Gone.
No.
I knew this was going to go a bad direction as soon as that phrase came into play.
It's a sequel to the War Blue is the Warmest Color.
Oh.
No one
Oh, no.
That.
My wife would. She watched it.
Did she really?
I think.
I watched a scene.
I think she watched it like last summer when I was.
Are we talking about
day.
The same movie?
Probably.
Is it the one where the two girls are grinding in each other's faces?
Well, see, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I don't want to talk about it. I am trying to find something. I'm sorry, I'm not talking much.
No,
I'm
it's okay.
To find, what
I feel
is
like
the
this
budget w- for, okay, to put this into perspective, the new Fantastic Four movie,
mm-hmm.
which has also been critically panned.
Oh, big time.
Horrible.
Yeah.
$120 million budget.
Yep.
So they spent $120 million just to make everyone hate them.
On a big old green screen.
On a big old green screen with a guy named Michael, I think it's Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan. Sounds like a fake name.
No, well, he had to throw the B in there because you can't just say.
But come on, of all the letters.
He's not selling J's.
But of all the letters, he Michael B. Jordan. You know?
I think it's probably his,
middle name.
Maybe it's Michael his B. real Jordan. Middle name.
Yeah, with the B. No one uses
Michael Brian Jordan. I don't know who.
Yeah.
I mean.
But yeah, so
wait. Why would you say Brown? Why would it be Michael
Brian.
Brown?
I said Brian.
I thought you said Brown. No,
so I am not really? Going there. This is, I said Brian.
This is the first time you've heard the hillbilly.
Gosh, damn.
In person.
Maybe in Tanner. My God, I grew up in New Madrid. Give me a break.
Shannon makes me out to be a big racist. I'm not racist.
No, I feel bad. That was on me. I swear to God, I thought you said Brown. And I was like, why? Why would it be Michael Brown Jordan? That's a terrible idea.
I'm not the one singing about the Oreo song.
I had...
That we're not sure exists.
Do you like David Allan Coe?
And No Show Jones.
He's not answering.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
So why? I mean, your question is basically, why are these the movies that are making the most money?
Well, my question is...
I have a pretty easy answer for that one.
Well, no. As a studio. Yeah, exactly. That's where I was
Johnny going. Two times.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
These horror films that cost so little and they make so much.
Mm-hmm.
Versus these big budget movies that cost so much and make so little.
Yeah.
They'll be happy to get their budget back. So why does Hollywood not realize that the era of the big blockbuster, I mean, it's kind of...
It's not so much over as it has been shifted to a very specific type of movie, and that superheroes. Is superheroes and comic books.
Yeah. Well, obviously not with the Fantastic Four coming out.
Well, let's be honest. Because that's
Fox is a bunch of
they just want to hold on
dicks.
To that license big time. Yeah, they don't want to let that go back to Marvel. Although, as I understand it, they're trying to make another Fox or X-Men animated series through Fox, and they can't because somehow or another, even though that license belongs to them, Marvel has their hands in it too, so they can't do it without Marvel's approval. So now, Fantastic Four probably going to become a bargaining chip.
Well, maybe if they quit jacking things up, it would be fine.
It would be a good idea. The thing is, though, Fantastic Four, man, I don't even know that Marvel's going to do a good Fantastic Four if they want to. Does anybody give a shit about the Fantastic Four anymore?
No.
I cared about Jessica Alba.
No, I... Not since 1965 has anybody cared about the Fantastic Four.
It's not that hard of a movie to do.
Right.
You have four guys, and they look pretty cool. You got a guy that sets himself on fire.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have a hiccup. You have the Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
She goes invisible.
Yeah.
You have The Thing, which is the grounds for a horror movie in itself.
Yeah.
A guy that turns into a giant rock.
Yep.
And now is this hideous monster. And you have a guy that stretches. He's the worthless one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Am I mistaken in thinking in Secret Wars, didn't they kill?
They killed somebody, if
died.
Not most
no,
of them.
No, Johnny Storm's still alive.
Well, there's a Human Torch, but I don't think it's Johnny Storm.
Yeah, Johnny
I think it's another person.
Maybe we should call
they had. Well, they had
No.
They had an Inhuman who was...
It's another hour show.
...as almost the exact same...
It was a scroll, I think, wasn't he?
Well, there was a Skrull, but there's an Inhuman now, because Marvel's basically trying to replace the X-Men with the Inhumans. Yeah, in the comics
off.
That they can do for their...
And you know why? Because of Fox. Because they can't get X-Men from Fox.
Right.
And now they can't get Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And Marvel saw what the new movie did and said, well, you can have it.
Yeah, just deal with it yourselves.
And they said they were going to make a sequel to it. They have already canceled, apparently, the sequel.
I'd probably cancel that the next night.
And instead, they're setting up a Deadpool sequel. For a movie that hasn't even come out yet.
Yep.
I'm pretty excited about it, though. I'm not even going to lie.
I hate Deadpool. I'm just going to be honest.
I don't hate
Ryan
him.
Reynolds.
I wasn't real excited about it, but I'll be honest with you. I liked the trailer quite a bit. I've watched the trailer multiple times, and I thought it was pretty funny. So
if this movie bombs...
That goes back to what I was going to talk about with these horror films. These low-budget set, even the
trailers.
Ones that are sucking... Why they're making so much money?
Mm-hmm.
These trailers hype these movies so fucking much,
and most
and
of the
then
time
we get
the trailer
our hopes up and are crushed, disappointed when we finally see it.
Well, what kills me is most of the time the trailer's not even really a lot of film footage. It's mostly shots of the audience freaking the fuck out at something, and then going,
activity.
"You will never." Yeah, Paranormal Activity is the biggest offender of that. You'll never believe what's going to happen. You know, well,
it's like
okay.
The movie equivalent of clickbait.
Yeah, especially if you go see it, you know, 4 weeks into it being in the theater and you and three other people are there, you're not getting that experience. Mm. It's not going to happen. It's going to be better
than that experience.
Look, I went and seen Paranormal Activity, the first one. I went and seen it opening night.
Yeah.
And there was, it was sold out. Yeah. And it, like what you seen in the commercials actually happened that night.
But here's what kills me
not
about
in my
that.
Theater.
What kills me about that too is that they play it off as, oh, this is going to be so great. You're going to have this experience with all these people around you, and they're going to be terrified, and you're going to be terrified. But if you're not, I don't go to the movies to listen to other people freak the hell out. Mm-mm. That does nothing for me. In fact, it takes me out of it.
Yeah,
I would much rather watch it at home, alone, or with my wife, or whatever, where we both kind of have that experience. But when you're in a huge group of people, if one thing doesn't hit you the same way that it does others, I mean, nobody likes to hear other people talk in the movies. I don't even like to hear other people laugh in the movies. I hate going to comedies at the theaters.
I hate going to movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've talked about that before. But, I don't know why you would want that. But in the trailer, they play it up as this is what you
Everybody
want.
In the crowds.
They're going to freak out. It's going to be awesome. That's going to be you screaming. Man, well, what
if
it's not?
In the old days, they would give people bags.
Yeah.
When they would throw up.
Or if they couldn't hire, they were going to hyperventilate. They could do the breathe into
and
them.
They would make people sign waivers that if they died during the film. And, of course, bullshit. But,
oh, yeah.
But it was a great marketing tactic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the bad thing about the Paranormal Activity films. Though. Like, those films are made to be watched in theaters. You don't get the same effect at home.
I disagree, man. I would rather watch it at home.
I would rather watch it without her.
Cause the thing with...
I liked the...
Because she fell asleep.
The thing.
Sorry,
it takes me out of the movie
boring.
When I'm waiting for the monster to come out. And
well, also, you would start a movie before 1 a.m.
Oh, well.
That's not the new Paranormal Activity.
That's the perfect time to watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
But like Paranormal Activity, the big thing about those movies were they were jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
The loud bangs. Just... That was the whole scary point of Paranormal Activity. And unless you've got like a really good surround sound at home, it takes away that whole effect.
I don't know though. When I'm at home, there's much more likely of a chance that something scary is going to happen that's not really scary, like a freaking bird's going to hit the window or something, and then it's going to scare me.
We watch movies in our apartment and we'll hear noises.
Yeah.
And that puts me on edge.
Dude, we watched The Babadook a couple of weeks ago at night, and that was just a real bad idea because we live in an older house. That kind of, creaks and moans and stuff.
Do you have a basement?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The basement, by the way, where all the laundry and stuff is located, so I have to go down there regularly because I do the laundry.
Just walk by, throw a steak down there. Night guy.
Oh, yeah.
Men do that?
I do the laundry, I do the dishes, and I assist with the cleaning.
Shut up, Hunter.
Well, my wife cooks, and she's significantly better at that than
I am. I'm glad my wife
doesn't
listen to this.
My wife or yours?
My wife. No.
Oh, wait. Easy. Wait a minute, because Sarah does listen to the show.
I don't know what the question was anymore.
I don't know what the right answer is anymore.
Now I had a point to make about movies.
You want a free pass? I'll give you one. I had two left over.
I think it'll take both to get out of this one. Yeah. Yeah. We watched Ghost Ship the other night.
I liked that one.
I love that movie.
That was good. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. I just don't like the opening scene.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say, with people getting split. It used to be more fun to watch horror movies with her. Because she would get freaked out, but not that bad.
This feels like a therapy session now.
But, well, she started hanging out with Katie, because Bob's fiance, Katie, would come over.
I'm
and
sorry,
Katie,
I got the jumpy squeakies.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what happens now. If someone pulls out a pen suddenly, she'll go, and I'll just be in bed with her and go, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding? She pulled out a Rolodex. Why are you scared? She gets freaked out at everything.
Because Rolodexes are terrifying?
We have to close the closet door now. And that's partly me, too. I'll be honest with you.
I'm glad you
appreciate that honesty. Yeah, that's good.
Because that closet's pretty freaky.
This is a real breakthrough we're having right now.
How much have Bob booby-trapped that closet door so it just opens in the middle of the night?
No.
tell them the story.
Okay, Bob set up a Slenderman, well, sort of a Slenderman, in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
He's trying to get me, yeah.
For Shannon. Well, Shannon doesn't normally go in the kitchen before he goes to work. He just gets up and goes. Well... I don't remember if I was off or I had to go in later and close, but I got up. I was ready to go. I got up, was going, getting ready to go feed the cat, which her food is in the kitchen. And I just turn around the corner, and there is this giant cardboard cutout thing staring at me, hanging from the ceiling in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
He tried to do Slenderman, but it was like Slenderman on a budget.
It was like made out of like...
It's like Slender Budget
soda
Man.
Box pieces, so it was all like rounded.
So Slender Robot.
Heard her freak out and like.
I don't remember if I actually screamed. I know I jumped. And then I took a picture and sent it to Shannon and said, what the f*** is this?
Also, you don't have to censor yourself, Lindsay. It's okay.
It's what I do.
I do it too. It's a habit
for
me.
It's Michael Bacari Jordan.
Bacari?
Didn't say that
like
one.
Like Bacardi, but without the D?
Yes. With a K.
Interesting.
Bakari Jordan.
Interesting.
One thing I also wanted to talk about. So we're talking
that's
about
really right. That was, what was that, 20 minutes ago we talked about that?
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, I remember things. I have a decent memory. I don't know what I'm going to name this show.
That's a good question.
That's going to be a hard one.
You got a minute left to do it.
Fuck, seriously?
It's a minute. We're cool, but yeah, it's a minute till an hour.
We don't want to go over an hour because the attention spans of our listeners are so small anyway. I'm surprised.
Dude, if they made it through the first half an hour, they're fucking troopers anyway.
No, the first half hour was gold. Because this guy is answering questions, and he's on the spot. He's in the hot seat. They're making a sequel to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, they are.
I mentioned that before, and I feel like I need to mention it again. Because what a terrible film that was.
Yeah, it was
visually, it was amazing.
Sure.
No.
Story-wise, it was god-awful, and I hate Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
I love Johnny Depp and most of the stuff he does, but I hate that movie.
You mean get into it, man. Just let her go. It's okay.
Sword-wielding action hero Johnny Depp, Mad Hatter.
As the Mad Hatter, yeah.
I hate that film.
Yeah,
I also
much.
Really hated the Mad Hatter's look in that movie.
Yeah.
That was down part of my down period of Tim Burton. Yeah. I used to love all of his films, and it's just been going downhill.
I think pretty much since Sweeney Todd, it's been down.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I love Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd was awesome. You're not a musical guy, are you?
I am.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
So
I do not like anything musical with Johnny Depp.
I liked it.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's not much of a singer because he's not.
The best part of the movie?
He is in a band.
The best
weird
that he doesn't sing.
He just plays, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The best part of that movie was with Alan Rickman.
Well, Alan Rickman is fantastic. Movies. Yeah, sorry to say.
That's the only reason.
He's the best part of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He's the best part of a great many things.
Yeah, I bet everything.
You know what? No, I disagree. You know what the best part of that movie was? It was Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes. Sweeney Todd? He was pretty good. I thought you meant Hitchhiker's Guide, and I was like, wait a minute.
No.
Where was that?
He was really good as the, Italian, but then it's all an act, and he speaks in his real voice.
Yeah.
He was the best part of that film.
Yeah, that poor guy never really got much of a shake after, like, Borat and
that really sucks, because I was looking forward to the Queen movie. Yeah, he was going to play Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Would there be a better casting choice?
He fucking looks
like Freddie
Mercury. Yep.
But Alice in Wonderland, back to it, because I really hate this. I want to talk. I fucking hate this. No, fuck it. I fucking hate this fucking movie.
Easy, Zach.
Duh.
No,
easy.
Go ahead.
It was so terrible. It was terrible on every level. The only thing good about that movie was Anne Hathaway, because she's beautiful.
She had an itty bitty tiny role.
And Crispin Glover, because
Crispin Glover.
Yes. Yeah. But why was that? Why does that movie deserve a sequel? It's
because awesome. It made a
it's because
shit
they're turning
ton of money.
All the Disney films into live actions now. It's like rather than doing the direct DVD sequel, which started my love hate relationship with Disney, they've now done this like live action BS. I still haven't watched Cinderella. I hated Maleficent.
Yeah, Maleficent was no good.
I thought you liked Maleficent.
No, it was so bad. She's actually the good guy, not the bad guy.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie made a good Maleficent. I'll give her that.
Alice in Wonderland, though, made a cruise liner's worth of cash, man. That's it. That's the only reason.
I only liked the visual appearance of it. The costumes in it were awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no. I will go watch my little animated one.
Damn. Alice in Wonderland did make money.
Oh, yeah, dude. It made a shit ton of money. Are you kidding me?
Okay. All right. Let's
see. It's because there's so many people that are just flat out obsessed with Alice in Wonderland.
Well, and Johnny Depp at that time was riding that
wave.
Nobody
was fucking obsessed with Alice in Wonderland at the time. They were obsessed with Johnny Depp.
Alice in Wonderland has its little cult following.
It's little niche. It's hot topic niche that it's to hold on to.
No, original books.
Yeah, because all the stuff there is from the original illustrations in the old 50s movie.
I'm pretty sure if I go ask a bunch of kids at Hot Topic who wrote Alice in Wonderland, they're not going to know.
Well, now. at the time, though,
what I'm saying is it's the older fans that went in and dragged their kids to it.
Yeah, if you're talking about just the theatrical run, that's why.
Also, I want to point out that it cost $200 million to make.
Yeah. Because
you know how much CG is in that thing?
Yeah, they
but it made over $1 billion, didn't it?
Domestic, $300 million. $334 million.
But worldwide?
Worldwide, I'm sure it crushed.
I think it's in the top 20.
And that's so frustrating.
Which is insanity.
Yeah, as a person who is a writer, that used to write, to stifle your creativity just so you can make more money. And I'm sure you run into that. Well, we may not want to mention that.
No, believe it or not, I think I've told you that before. I've never had anybody try to tell me, don't be
creative.
This ain't
KGMO.
Yeah, I'll say that one outright. No, it's not. You couldn't pay me enough to work at Withers. There's no way.
Taking a drink?
Not a chance.
But yeah.
Let that one hang for a minute.
There's a couple people I'd like to let hang over there.
Whoa.
And too I'm dark. Hit now.
Too dark.
Yeah. Fuck Alice in Wonderland is the...
Alice in Wonderland. So that's the theme for the show, I guess. Yeah.
I still don't know what the theme for the show is going to be.
No.
Tanner, what do you think about crowdfunding?
I think we should give it a shot. I think it's a good idea.
Not after this show.
He bashes every show I'm on. That makes me just, I'm like, I don't know if I want to come back.
It's not just you, man.
No,
it's
we
okay.
bash every show.
Yeah, except for Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
shows well, generally
no, we used to bash it, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Remember when Zach was dis-dig.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say it. He's going to start doing it again.
He's not going to listen. He's like Beetlejuice. This far in.
You're going to summon him.
Dis-dig. Hey, guys.
Beetlejuice 2 confirmed.
Getting a sequel.
Yeah.
Going to Hawaii, as I recall, or at least what? That was a spec script at one point in time.
But, yeah, Winona Ryder, she said.
Don't they have most of the original cast? Keaton's
supposed to be coming back.
I'm willing to give it a shot if they've got the original people back.
Thankfully, you can put so much makeup on Michael Keaton.
It won't matter.
You don't matter how old he is.
And he's on that little revival after Birdman and everything. People at least know who he is again.
I hated Birdman.
I watched about 5 minutes of that shit and turned it off.
I legitimately had people that thought that was a live-action version of Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
What?
Until they watched it, and they were horribly disappointed.
Yeah, it was too up its own ass for me, man. I couldn't do it. It was too art house. It was.
I love that term.
I haven't actually seen the film yet.
I'm not missing much.
I think it's got Edward Norton in it, too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you mean the guy who should be the Hulk right now?
Oh, you mean Eric Bana?
Uh-oh. I believe you mean Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, come on.
Actually, I think he still is the voice. With the Hulk, if I remember correctly, he's done the voice. Yeah.
We'll have to ask Jesse. Let's call Jesse.
Wake him up.
No, because if he knows he's on the show, he'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just end
it. I love you, Jesse.
It's going to be a secret show. We're not going to promote it at all. No, just upload it quietly.
The super secret show.
I'm not even going to upload it.
This is just us hanging out.
This will just go on SoundCloud.
This is the Birdman episode. Version of the podcast.
We're going to release this one in 10 years.
Yeah.
There you go.
After we're all rich and famous.
The Poughkeepsie tapes of Podzilla 1985.
Isn't that a movie?
It is. And never got made it to theater, so it was basically a glorified snuff film.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that film.
Yeah.
She really doesn't do snuff films very well.
Well, I can understand why. But who does snuff films?
I mean, come on.
I had
a hard time watching the version of The Punisher where John Travolta was the bad guy.
Well, that was the light one, too. Yeah. You're not even talking Warzone.
That's my point.
She watched Warzone.
You're like, oh, well, Warzone's so over the top.
I don't remember Warzone.
I mean, there's a guy that shotgun to the face of the guy when he's in the kitchen table.
The guy that does the front.
Damn it, Castle!
Gets hit with a missile. Yeah. Like, come on, have you ever seen Warzone?
That's great.
I've never been a Punisher guy. I've never.
Well, I'm not either, but Punisher Warzone is the best B movie of the past probably 10 years. I would say.
And I like to call Punisher good Batman.
Yeah. It's a valid.
His family was killed by criminals.
Valid point.
He takes the fight to them. And he's not so much of a bitch that he can't finish the job.
Well, guys, it's been a great show. I'll see y'all never again.
Am I wrong in saying that Batman's kind of a bitch?
No.
Oh,
no.
See, he agreed.
No. No.
Here's my question.
No.
I said, am I wrong to say that Batman's a bit of a bitch? And he said,
I'm saying no. Stop talking about this.
Hunter, where do you fall on the Batman Superman? No. Batman Punisher.
We're not getting that argument.
Punisher. I don't know that I've ever even conceived of that particular fight. Like
who's better?
But,
who's a better hero?
Who's a better hero?
Yes,
Batman.
Thank you.
No.
Yes.
Who, who's more effective? Punisher.
Okay.
But he's a better hero.
He's just out for revenge.
But he is. No. If we're talking about eliminating crime, more effective.
Exactly.
More effective.
If
Batman's a better hero. Punisher's better at eliminating crime.
All it would have taken is one bullet, and Joker would not be a problem anymore.
Well, that happens eventually.
Sometimes. See, that's the other thing, too. There's so many. I mean, there are different versions of the Punisher, too, but Batman, my God, man. At this point, every writer has a different version of Batman.
Well, same thing with X-Men. That's why I feel like this is the marvelous Shannon and Hunter, and Tanner, and to a lesser extent, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Hey.
But yeah, same thing with X-Men. I can't read X-Men comics because there's too many of them. Don't want to read X-Men, X-Factor, Ultimate X-Men,
X-Men 92. Oh, but you can damn well guarantee he's going to read X-Men 92.
I've got both issues so far.
Yeah.
I'm the worst comic fan, man, because I have not bought like a single issue of a comic in years. I will buy the trade paperbacks after the fact, the collected story.
That's what
I am too damn impatient to buy an individual bit every week.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And the Batman story never ends.
Oh, that's true.
They'll just keep resurrecting him and bringing him back. But yeah, Punisher's much better. Much better. Much better.
I stand in the middle.
You know what? Batman is kind of like the Fantastic Four movie. He has a big budget and he sucks. The Punisher is a low budget horror film that costs very little to make but makes way more money.
Well, at least you tied it all together.
Tanner's staring at me. That's right, Batman sucks.
This is like a random Sunday, random Saturday.
I couldn't think of a topic.
We should just post this tomorrow.
The original agreement was that he was supposed to create the topics for Tanner Thursday.
I did that one time, and I said, fuck this.
I said, Tanner, this
is your
show.
I really do feel like I'm playing therapist here at this point.
Well, we're on this side.
What's the real issue?
And you're on that side.
That's true, yeah. We're at like an hour 10, by the way.
All right, well, you know what? We'll make this Sunday show.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
This is the random show for Sunday.
Perfect.
That means I don't have to do anything tomorrow. No, fuck, I still got to go record Nerd Up tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
God damn.
Oh, they do that on Sunday mornings, don't they? That's right.
Because Krista's out with her boyfriend again. They wanted someone on that's entertaining.
So who you got? Jesse, you?
Me, Jesse, probably Steven, maybe Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so, never mind.
What?
I was wondering if somebody else was going to be on the show.
Zach?
No.
Nate?
No. God, no. Oh, that's Jesus terrible. Christ.
Are you sure he's not the friend that you hate the most?
I like Nate.
I don't hate Nate.
He's like the George Bush of friends.
It's been a while since he got to mention on the show, too, as I recall.
His 15 minutes were going away.
If he makes it to the end of this one,
damn
he'll
it,
be happy.
You had to bring him up.
If anybody makes it to the end of this one, email
we
us.
We barely made it to the end. We're here.
Godzilla1985@mail.com. All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Let's do that.
Now that we're officially the Sunday show, I'll go back and record another intro. Leave it in. I only do one take.
Nah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah. This is live, pal.
Yeah. I got to show the clip to more people.
Yeah, you do.
We always make, I know you hear it, we always make references on other shows, mm-hmm. and someone will always go, well, Hunter's the only one laughing about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that regularly. I just assumed it was because you think I'm the only one who listens to all the shows.
On her.
That's true.
Yeah. We mentioned that on the last one, too.
That's right.
And Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear the Chelsea joke I made on Thursday's show?
About the maybe. Bed? See, I don't think I've ever even met Chelsea.
Oh.
So.
She's groaning already. Cause...
I don't think I even heard this one.
We were talking about, Zach asked the question of, who would you rather spend 30 days with an ex or 30 days in bed with Shannon? And everyone said 30 days and share a bed with Shannon. And I mentioned, yeah, we'll just get a big bed, and it could be me, Lindsay, Asa, and then we'll switch out the fourth. I said, Chelsea's been trying to get in there for a while with me.
Mm.
And, all right, well, that's the show, folks, and I wish it could have been better.
Gosh, I wish it were better.
You want to do the outro?
I thought that kind of was the outro.
All right, later.
You want an official one? You
yeah,
want like
us
a
an
real
official outro. For Tanner's first time in the studio and last, go ahead and give us an official outro.
All right, that'll do it for Saturday, Random Saturday, that'll be posted on Sunday. Thank you so much for listening. For Shannon, for Lindsay, for Tanner, I'm Hunter Hendricks. Get the fuck out.